Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening and welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone, I feel like he's an old friend, although we've only spoken once, Paul Hogle, who is Executive Vice President of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
It's a really, really great day.
you were a happy guy the last time I talked to you, and we were in the middle of one newspaper in the Detroit area today called an epic strike. I think you get to report some better news to me today.
Today, after 6 months of silence, the orchestra hall stage was again returned to music as our orchestra did return to work and began the morning with rehearsing at 10 a.m. to about probably three dozen members of the media, and began with what I would call the monumental Dvorak Ninth Symphony, the so-called New World Symphony.
I thought that wasn't accidental when I read that.
No, it was great. A metaphor appropriate on many levels.
Most certainly. It was apparently a long weekend last weekend of negotiation, but things got hammered out, it sounds like.
It did. I was at the table at those discussions. We began at noon on Saturday. We left at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, came home, rested, and returned at noon on later that day, and then worked until 11 o'clock that night, and were able to emerge with a tentative settlement.
Now, the ratification vote, did that start happening this afternoon?
My understanding was supposed to start at 2, and I haven't literally had that confirmation delivered, but I do believe it is now underway.
And then that should go through till sometime Friday, tomorrow.
That's right, tomorrow afternoon.
And then we can continue, and it sounds like we're on schedule for some concerts this weekend.
We are. We announced on Monday two free concerts for our patrons, our subscribers and donors, and as we had tickets available, we made them available to the rest of the community. And by 10 o'clock Monday morning, the box office opened at 9. We had already received nearly 10,000 phone calls. It was great.
Do you suppose the Detroit Symphony Orchestra has been missed? Is that the message we're getting here?
You know, I told you, I think last time we spoke, that I just moved here, and I haven't heard much music, and it was really quite heartwarming to see the phones that busy.
Well, and I was going to mention that too. You've been here and took the job, and were excited to come to this great institution, and hadn't heard a note since.
we're now beginning a journey of rebuilding, and it's unmistakable. It's absolutely something before us, but we will have overflowing crowds this weekend and tomorrow afternoon at around 3 o'clock. Anyone who wants to get onto our website, which is dso.org, very simple, dso.org, they can order a ticket for any concert in the remainder of our season through the beginning of June for $20.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
So this is a way of giving back. It's been a tough time, but we want to reward the folks who love us.
You know, there's a great conversation, and I've been in this industry a long time, a great conversation that if music is performed and no one's in the audience, is it really a concert? and I say it isn't. And so I want full halls, and we want full halls, and the orchestra deserves full halls, and so we'll make it patron-friendly pricing.
And what was the reaction to everybody? I mean, we can hear your exuberance in your voice. The musicians taking the stage. One of the articles I read, one of the bassist says, "I can't wait to kiss the stage." So
yeah.
they have, you know, there have been issues of differences, obviously, between everybody.
Yep.
But everybody wants to get back to work, it sounds like.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the board, the administration, and the musicians are professionals. I'm not going to gloss over that there is a journey that must be taken on the relationship side, but the music will be excellent, and it will be excellent immediately, and that's good to return to.
Well, it is. And when we spoke last, we were talking about fundraising was going very well, even though, there were no ticket sales because there were no concerts to perform. And based on the reaction from the public so quickly, that has to brighten your heart, too.
It does. As you may have read, that one of the newspapers in town was able to secure the announcement of a $2.5 million gift from the Kresge Foundation Foundation, who's been an extraordinary partner to this orchestra and to this community. So that's going to help take this orchestra out into neighborhood for subscription-based concerts in the years to come, which is great. And the past two evenings, the phones have been ringing off the hook with individuals, families, making donations, almost $10,000 a night, which is a very high level for us.
My gosh, people are waiting for the phones not to be busy to get to you. I mean,
yeah,
that has to, you have to be just stunned. Are you now saying that's why I came here?
It is. Everyone told me about the dedication and energy that is in kind of Southeast Michigan, and I have had some experience of that, but today and yesterday have been really a very strong reminder of why being here is the right place to be at the right time.
And this season, you're going to continue to announce the schedule for the rest of the spring through June. And
That's
can
right.
people just go to your website to get that information as you're putting it together?
Yes, and they should go there very quickly tomorrow because there are extraordinarily wonderful concerts coming up. There will be 6 weeks of classical programming with very prominent conductors, including many weeks conducted by Leonard Slatkin, our music director. Repertoire and music and guest soloists, very attractive for everyone. And we'll have 2 weeks of programming for Pops concerts. And one will be a Disney concert week. Another will be a concert featuring music from Hollywood movies, which is great. And there'll be a family program on April 12th. That's Saturday, April 12th. So there's something for everyone coming up between now and June.
Well, and then what I loved, too, in one of the articles that I read, it talked about broadcast deals were a part of this.
Yes.
And I loved that you said your ambition was to be the most accessible orchestra on the planet.
Now, yeah, that's right.
You know, I barely know you, but I can absolutely understand you saying that.
Well, if it's true, and I'll say it in thinking that it's true because we're going to confirm this tonight, we believe that Sunday's live webcast, will be the first webcast of a major American orchestra in America. Now, we're confirming that, but we've talked with the other large orchestras in America, and it hasn't happened yet. So at 3 p.m. on Sunday, you will have a live webcast at www.dso.org. And then the television broadcast will happen again on Sunday evening at 7:30. And that'll be simulcast on locally on WRCJ.
Well, Paul, this is all really good news. I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for all of us who get to take advantage of such a great program. It's been a long haul, but now's the reward.
Absolutely. Let the music begin.
I like that very much. I'll be listening at 3 o'clock Sunday.
Wonderful.
There you go. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Hogel, Executive Vice President of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Some good news down there today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.